Chris, off the mark, first win of the season, you must be delighted.
Yeah, absolutely delighted. Yeah, I thought we thoroughly deserved it. I mean, we probably first 10 minutes we were disappointed with in terms of giving them a head start, and you know, but delighted with the way the players fought back. You know, took our chances when they come, and it was a thoroughly good performance, and it was a good 3 points, and it was a hard-earned 3 points, but you know, it's one that we're delighted with and gives us lots of confidence now.
You know, you conceded the first goal last week, and it made it difficult for yourself in that first sort of 15-20 minutes again today.
Yeah, it's disappointing, really disappointing. The players are disappointed. We just a little bit slow to react. I thought we started the first period of the second half so well. You know, we forced corners, long throws, built pressure. But they did that to us first half. We never responded at all, and you know, we were a little bit off. We didn't get up, press the ball, and you know, we can't do that because you're playing against good teams and good players, and you give them space, and they'll hurt you, and that's what happened. And you know, it's such a really, really poor goal to concede. But you know, delighted with the way the players fought back, but we shouldn't have to keep fighting back all the time. The lads know that. And look, there's lots. Whilst it's a good performance, it's a great win, fantastic win, good for the supporters, good for everyone involved at the club. We can still improve, and we'll be aiming for that and striving for that myself, Callum and Cads in the next couple of weeks with the players, because you know, we've got a really good group here, a really strong group, and you know, yes, it's a newly formed group, but you know, we saw parts of the second half. I thought we were really good today, some of our approach play and attacking play, and we knew how they were going to come and play and frustrate and man to man, and I thought we worked that out really well after the first 15 minutes, and I thought we caused them lots and lots of problems today.
Yeah, it took a Jamie Price peach for a free kick to get you back in the game, and then you scored straight after. How important was that, you know, right in half time to get a goal and going in front?
I think since I've been at the club, we've done that where we scored and scored again, and you know, it just gives the players confidence. And look, you know, if we can get off to a good start, I think I said it last week how important the first goal was in this league, John. I said that to you last week, and you know, again, we've conceded the first goal, but you know, like I said, we fought back, great character, you know, and you know, the players can take a lot of credit from that, and we're delighted that we've done that. And you know, like I say, it's a huge 3 points for us. It's the first one. We're disappointed we didn't get them last week, but you know, you can see again in patches we're slowly but surely developing into a good team.
You know, Jamie Reid got two goals there, and that'll give him a good confidence boost. As did Nicky Rushton getting a goal as well, so he seems to be clicking up front.
I think him and Mitch having a fight over the cycling goal is the first one. I didn't know the on the discussion now about whose it was, but look. I've just said it to Scurio now, you know, if you've got forward players who are scoring goals, you'll do well. Neil scored today, Jamie scored, and Nick scored. Well, it did Neil score or not, we're not sure, but Neil, Jamie and Nick have scored, and that's important because, you know, we'll need that going forward, and, you know, we've got other players who need to chip in as well, but, you know, yeah, if you're scoring goals, you've got a chance, and, you know, we just need to work, you know, defensively and offensively in the next couple of weeks to shore things up. And make sure that, you know, we're 0-0 and we score the first goal, and then we can go on and gives us the confidence as well. But delighted with the way they fought back, and delighted with the way they solved the problems on the pitch of what Carmarthen causes, and in the end, you know, we were convincing winners, and you know, we knew that they push on the second half and we'd have chances on the counter attack, and you know, we could have scored 7 or 8 in the end.
You know, when you win, you want to carry on the momentum, but you've got 3 week next week, which is a bit of a
it is a bit disappointing. Although we, you know, we've got a game Tuesday in the League Cup, but you know, we'll probably assess a few fitness. Because I took a few knocks today, and a few of the boys, you know, Ewan Cartwright, Joe Kenton, Jojo, you know, we'll need a run out, so we'll look to give them an opportunity of a run out as well. Because we, you know, it's a squad game, we're going to need all the squad as well. So you know, Leon Cloud as well come off the bench today. So yeah, but you know, we'll make sure now. Just gives us extra time to prepare, and the knocks that we've got today, we can rest up before Tuesday, and then obviously after Tuesday, we've got a little time where we'll be on the training pitch trying to put things right and work on a few things ahead of the Barry game week on Saturday.